U.S. police have clashed with anti-corporatism protesters in New York. Several have been arrested. Thousands more have already been arrested in various cities. The protests are expanding despite the crackdown. Demonstrations are also reaching outside the U.S. to Canada, Europe, Asia, and Australia. Saudi-backed Bahraini forces have attacked anti-regime protesters in different locations. They used tear gas and sound grenades to disperse protesters who chanted slogans against the Al Khalifa rule. A female protester was seriously injured in Nouadhrat in the northeast. Dozens have been killed since anti-regime rallies erupted in February. Human Rights Watch has called on Saudi Arabia to immediately stop random arrests of rights activists and peaceful protesters. This a week after Saudi security forces attacked protesters in the eastern province, making arrests and leaving injuries. The country has been the scene of months of protests demanding social reforms. Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has won a confidence vote in Parliament. Berlusconi would have had to resign if he'd lost the crucial vote. Over the past months, he's been facing mounting criticism over the handling of the economy. He's also been under pressures due to a series of scandals. In Pakistan, an authorized U.S. drone attack has killed four people. Two missiles hit a vehicle and a house in North Waziristan. U.S. drones regularly target Pakistan's northwestern tribal belt. Washington claims the raids target militants, but on the ground, civilians are the main victims. Three U.S.-led foreign soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan. The soldiers died in separate incidents in the south and east of the war-torn country. The latest deaths bring to at least 481 the total number of NATO troops killed so far this year. Damage from flooding in Thailand has been estimated at more than $3 billion so far. That's more than 1% of the country's GDP. The figure might still rise as the situation could get even worse. About 300 people have lost their lives since heavy rains began in July. And finally, a Japanese man has come up with a craft which he claims to be disaster-proof in a country where earthquakes and tsunamis are not unexpected calamities. Named Noah after the legendary Ark, the invention is a water-resistant hollow sphere that can float easily and is sturdy enough to survive falls and collisions.